This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm not ever going to surrender. I physically can't do it.
It's my great
F*** you, Klaus Schwab. F*** you. I got plenty of words for you, but at the end of the day, F*** you and your New World Order, and F*** the horse you rode in on, and all your s***. And so they know if that spirit begins to, in their words, infect other people, it's game over for them to turn us into robots and play God and give us all these orders and tell us how to live and tell us what to do.
You're talking about Oxford and the Oxford Council that has just announced that it's going to break up Oxford into 15-minute communities, call them 15-minute cities, where everything that they say you need is within the 15-minute walk or cycle ride of where you live. And that you cannot, under this proposal, leave your 15-minute city in a car more than 100 times a year, or you fined every time you do. Now, what is that? That's simply lockdown. It's COVID lockdown. But it's done under the guise of climate change.
And so that's what this is really all about, is your ability to have free will that God gave you, and they're trying to take that away.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they are just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond.
That's why I oppose them, and that's why I fight them. And they act like, oh, they understand the universe and they're bringing balance to it. And no, they like to hurt people. They like to destroy children. They like to steal people's energy. They like to see people in miserable situations because it makes them feel good because they hate themselves. Hundreds of different serial killers and psychopaths. And whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, they all look the same and their eyes have the same weird, dead look. And beyond a dead look, they look scared. Not just because they're in a mugshot. They look like they're captured. Because those aren't people, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a person anymore. There's something in there driving it. Better believe it. And so when you look at the New World Order and Bill Gates and people like Fauci, let me tell you, folks, there is a system of anti-God, anti-human inside that body that's running that body. And that's a biological android with one mission, and that is to humiliate you and cut you off from God before they kill you.
Well, Anthony Fauci told our government to tell people don't do autopsies on COVID patients. You cannot find that for which you do not look. I have a post-vaccine 9-year-old on my desk, dead.
And that's all this is people turning the dial. And how do you turn the dial to Satanism? You kill people. You hurt children. You molest children. You put poison in people that breaks their DNA. They've now confirmed in more than 100 studies that this mRNA with a spike protein goes into the cells for generations and is passed on to the children and causes mutations. They are turning people into mutants.
It's called the Fauci effect.
We found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people.
So we need to turn the dial to the Holy Spirit, the big broadcast. And obviously, if you've been turning the dial the other way, you're not going to want to turn the dial. It's not going to feel too good to turn the dial towards God. So Christ was saying, get behind me. I got a mission. I'm going someplace. I'm on a path. I'm on a trajectory. I want to get in line with the Holy Spirit and then move to the future. Oh, yes. And God's like, oh, you want that? Here, have that. And I'm right there, right now. Just, oh, wow. I just feel the presence of God right now. Unbelievable. God said, you want it? Here, I love you. Come to me. Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting. Take another tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And for the balance of the hour, Drew Hernandez, syndicated talk show host, journalist, embattled field reporter at all the different Antifa riots. He is with us to cover the waterfront in this hour. Then in the third hour and beyond, we're opening the phones up on any of the topics and issues we've raised, or whatever topics callers want to call in about. Well, I guess it was last night. Drew sent me a link that we played last hour of Harari, WEF Psycho. You all know Harari. Explains humans must let go and relearn how to see and walk, must be forced into the metaverse. The governments must force us into the metaverse, and that they will control the reality that we get. He argues individuals will not be able to do this alone. He says there will need to be government intervention. So I want to start this hour where we ended the last hour. This isn't just some crazy quack. This is their spokesperson. He didn't invent all of this, obviously. He's putting out what they've been putting out for 100 years. But now they're very close to this. Sure, folks are rejecting the metaverse. They're rejecting the poison shots. But they're saying, we're not going to stop. In the future, he says, if you want a job, you're going to have to be part of this. Kind of like that famous photo 6-7 years ago of Zuckerberg walking in to the auditorium. And everybody's sitting there like gorillas, devolving, hunched over their laptops with their VRs on, but he's not wearing VR. They're in his prison. They're seeing his reality. They've got what he wants them to see being fed to them. So the power of this for brainwashing, in their own words, is insane. It's good that it's being rejected, but they're still rolling it out with the social credit score and the universal basic income and all the different surveillance systems that we're going to be going over in this hour. We're also, with Drew, going to look at the borders, Biden's touch and go in El Paso, Biden now with classified documents that a vice president doesn't have the power to classify things. That was from his vice presidential tenure. We've got the Davos Group list leaked, much bigger than what they normally claim is there, of Zelensky and world leaders and the head of NATO. This really is the private, corporate, global government that's really taking control of our lives. We're going to be hitting that and so much more today. We'll also get Drew's take on the congressional situation last week, what he thinks of Kevin McCarthy and more. Drew Hernandez can be found at DrewHLive.com. DrewHLive.com. Drew, great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's tackle this Harari thing, because I think people need to understand, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, is the spiritual component going on behind the New World Order, these global elites, the World Economic Forum. These people are proxies, right? They're literally possessed by Satan and demons to do their bidding with the ultimate New World Order satanic agenda that we see in the Bible that is listed very clearly. But to really zero in, and I really want to zero in on this clip, is as to why and the psyche behind these psychos. The number one thing that these people want is to not only play God, but be God and be in the position of God. God has created us.
And by the way, just to interrupt you, he says that in other clubs, that we're going to be God. I don't believe in God yet. We're going to be God. This whole cult, they want to be God, and we're slaves in this hellscape they're creating.
Absolutely. So because of that, they try to think how they could imitate God and what God has engineered. So specifically talking about this, God has created us with a soul and a spirit, which is the spiritual DNA and component that animates us, which is a huge mystery to scientists, which is a huge mystery in the scientific medical world. No one can clearly pinpoint how God has engineered this specific essential part of a human being. And the globalists know this, but they have a satanic imitating pseudo-Christ mindset that wants to replicate it, not for the purposes of understanding how God did something so they could worship and glorify God for his creation. No, they want to be him so that you back engineer it. This is why they all go to AI. This is the closest technology they have today to do this. They want to jack you in through AI, through VR, maybe AR, augmented reality, so they could somehow tap into your conscience, because they need your conscience and your soul to take away your free will. The one thing that God has engineered us all on planet Earth, is free will. God has given that to us. As human beings, we have free will to do what we want. It comes with a positive impact, or it comes with negative consequences here on planet Earth. And also in heaven.
And Drew, what you say is so key. From day one with the COVID rollout, they admitted this is about climate. It's about restricting your movement. It's about forcing you to work in the metaverse. And virtually, they admit that they want to force us into this to physically restrain where we go, which is the total proof of enslavement. So out of the gates, this thing is totally diabolical.
100%. Because they need to replicate somehow tapping into your conscience. They need to replicate somehow tapping into your soul. They need that because that is how you tap into someone's free will. If you could tap into their mind and you control everything they think, everything they see, everything they download, everything, all of their actions, all of their thoughts, then you could completely control a human being from the top down. That is why they want this. That is why these people, this is the closest technology right now in 2023 that the global elites have right now to their access in order to accomplish something like this.
And let's expand on that. We know from Dr. Ewing Cameron and Jellian West, this used to be on like History Channel, hour-long documentaries, that when they kidnap little kids, the CIA in Canada and the U.S. by the tens of thousands, and foster children, they would take them at 4, 5, 6, 7 and put hoods over their heads, audio into their ears, put them on drugs, in some cases for years until they erased who they were and then reprogrammed them. So that was a primitive form of this. This is a brainwashing system.
100%. Because if they could tap into that through the technology that we have today, then they could control your mind. Listen, the global elites, when you take a look at the World Economic Forum, okay, Davos is coming up next week, and everyone, I advise everyone, should watch it like a hawk. Clip it up, put it all over Twitter, put it all over everywhere. Clip these people up, what they're saying, because the general public needs to understand just how much of a threat these people are. They're a threat to the Republic, they're a threat to humanity, because of people like Chuvari, right? Listen to what this guy says, that there needs to be government intervention to get people to get on board with tapping into virtual reality. Literally, what he's literally saying is you need to come out of reality because we're moving into the future. You need to merge with AI. You need to merge with a machine. Your mind psychologically can't do it itself to get there. So the government is going to take that place. It's going to take your free will in order to plunge you down into a path where you will lose your mind entirely.
And he's saying the future is a group forcing you to wear a hood over your head. I mean, if that isn't a cult, what is?
That's the death cult. And at the end of the day, listen, the prime human being that the globalists want, right? The prime human being for Klaus Schwab, Noah Harari, all these people, right? Bill Gates, the prime human being is someone that is mindless, that cannot think, that does not think, that is 100% controllable. I'll even go as far to say this. Even the SJWs and the commies you see on the streets, you know, where Owen Schroyer goes out there and you go out there, I go out there, or Savannah Hernandez goes and debates these mindless zombies, even those people are a problem. Because those people could wake up someday. That's problematic for the globalists. They need a mind that is 100% jacked into a system that is controllable on the back end from them, just like social media, just like Twitter, just like Facebook or the metaverse, just like all these big tech companies.
Absolutely surveilled, controlled, rigged system where we become biological android robots plugged into the matrix.
And that's exactly where their mindsets are going right now. This isn't coming. This is here. The reason why they're talking about it is because you know these people are aware of the technology. They're aware of what they can get away of. Post 2020, majority of the world, not the populists and the info warriors watching right now, but a lot of people bent the knee and sacrificed a lot of freedoms in the name of safety and security. That was a test run to see what they can get away with. The big stuff is on its way, and this is just one of many things that they're going to roll out to control people's minds, and we'll see how humanity receives it or rejects it. I know I, you, and other people will not accept this because this is about taking away your free will and autonomy as a human being.
And they're drugging us with the dopamine and totally controlling everybody. We've got to be conscious of this. When we come back, I'm going to talk about why they're in such a rush to get this in place now. How about the good news straight ahead with Drew Hernandez? Stay with us, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Already in the year 2023. Now we're going to hit all the other world news and economy news and the latest Biden with secret document news, and it's illegal when he does it because he was vice president. At the time, vice presidents don't have that power unless they're directed by the president. That's all coming up, but I wanted to get more into Yuval Noah Harari, who is putting out their actual battle plan that we've been worrying about on air for 28 years. And I want to play this short clip and start it and stop it and get Drew's take on it. I did this last hour, but it's so important I'm going to do it again and let him comment, because I know Drew's just as smart as I am, maybe smarter, which is great. We need really smart people to get this. But everything he tells you is it's authoritarian. We're going to make you do it. Government's going to be involved. You'll have to do this to have a job. They're forcing you into this artificial system where reality is suspended, where 2 plus 2 doesn't mean 4, where there's no gravity, where they're the masters, their playing field, their scam, their fraud. You think FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried was bad? You're giving these types of people control of your mind. But here is why they're doing it. They know with technology it's a double-edged sword. They're using it for evil. They know the powerful innovations are threatening their monopoly of power. They call those disruptive technology. So they want to harness humanity, fully dumb us down and get control so they can use all the good aspects of this for themselves and test it all on us, like Netanyahu said a month ago with Jordan Peterson, where he said, oh, Israel, we tested it. We know what it would do. And now we're going to test all the new mRNA technologies on the Israeli people. We'll be the laboratory of the world. Our people are lab rats. Why would they say my people are lab rats? That's Joseph Mengele. Why would Harari say we're going to make you do this? Well, there's a point where they have to emerge. There's a point where they have to admit this and finally throw it in your face and hope you go into Stockholm Syndrome. Your take on that, Drew Hernandez. We'll start playing the clip.
I think it's pretty obvious. I think when we see that, that's exactly what the agenda is, because these people have an agenda for world domination, but it's just through the centuries, through the hundreds of years, it comes through different forms, and it also coincides with the current technology of the day. So if people think that what we're talking about is too far-fetched and it's just way too out there, well, maybe because we're thinking like 100, 200, 500 years ahead like they do. Come on, Alex, you and I know this, even the CCP. These people have plans for the next 500 years. They're not just thinking, oh, 10 years down the line, 20 here, 30 there. No, no. These people have plans for humanity that go down hundreds of years
Hitler
down the line.
Hitler was looking 1,000 years ahead. That's what they're doing.
Exactly. So let's take a look at that clip. That's exactly why they're talking like
that. And
then,
Drew, you'll take control of the last 6 minutes of the segment. You say pause it when you want and then make comments. You're hosting right now. Tell us to roll it.
Let's go.
Maybe the most important quality to survive and flourish in the 21st century is to have mental flexibility. Not just to keep learning and changing again and again, also to keep letting go. Part of what makes it difficult to learn new things that we hold on. Like, you know, I spent so many years learning something and now the world has changed and I just don't want to let go. And letting go, maybe like I'll give an example of how deep it goes. Like, it's not just what you learn in college or what you learned in kindergarten. It's even what you learned as a baby, as a toddler, like learning how to see or learning how to walk. And what does that mean if I have to relearn how to see and walk? Well, as virtual reality improves, and, you know, with all the talk of the metaverse and so forth, which we'll discuss later on.
Okay, pause right here. Listen, But, all right, people need to understand, when you listen to these guys talk, right, they sound all good, they sound all heroic. This is how abusers function. They prop themselves up as the saviors and the heroes and the protectors of the individual that they're targeting. So these guys always start that way. They always start like the nice guys, like the heroes. They're going to save humanity. Let's go.
Put the handcuffs on. Get in the trunk. I will take care of you.
Exactly. Exactly. They are the ones that are going to enslave you, but they pretend to be the protectors. But the point I was trying to make is they do this in a way that sounds like, oh, you're just an old wineskin. It's time to be a new wineskin in order to get with the new generation and the new times. But then look where he turns. Continue with what he's saying.
How to see and walk. Well, as virtual reality improves, and you know, with all the talk of the metaverse and so forth that we'll discuss later on, increasingly, it's likely that there will be many more activities shifting from the physical, biological world that we know into a new reality, a virtual reality, which has different physical and biological laws. Even the laws of physics there are different. So whether you want to interact socially there, or maybe you have a job in virtual reality, in the metaverse, or maybe you design, you have a new job designing fashion, designing shirts for virtual reality because people want to look good there. You need to forget how physics and light and gravity works here, because it works in a different way in that reality. So just think, what does it mean? Like, I'm now 46. Let's say I have a new job designing fashion for the metaverse. How can I, at age 46, kind of forget what it means to see and learn from scratch how to see things?
Are you optimistic that adults can do that?
We can't do it alone. Like, placing
humans
all
can't do it alone, or individuals can't do it alone?
Individuals can't do it alone. Like, placing all the responsibility on individuals. The world is changing. Now it's your job to adapt, to change yourself, to learn. It doesn't work like that. It's too much for an individual to do just by themselves. We'll require organizations, governments to step in to make sure that people are not left behind. Just retraining people. We will have to see more government support.
Total brainwashing, Dr. Hernandez.
That's it right there. You see this? You see the bait and switch? The bait is, I'm a good guy. This is how the predators and the abusers function. The bait is, I'm a good guy. I'm here to save you. We're here to assist you in going down into the future because you might be an old boomer and not be able to get it. That's what he's
essentially... This is literally like aliens show up and they would say this. This is like a science fiction movie. We're here to help you assimilate. You will assimilate. Resistance is futile.
Absolutely. This is 100% Nazi tyrannical thinking. Okay, the guy is literally sitting there saying, we're going to be the ones to protect you. We'll take you into the future. And then the switch comes, and the host literally asks him, so do you think humans can do it themselves? No. It needs to be government intervention. Humans, what he's talking about is forced so-called evolution.
And he's saying, exactly, okay? He's saying AI. And here's the key. He says the laws of physics, you have to suspend them, and you will own nothing. You will be happy because you're going to be living in the metaverse. You won't have real clothes. You'll be in a pod, but you'll have the clothes he's designing that you pay him for.
It's to take you out of reality. These people don't want you in reality. That's why they want to bring you into something virtual. That's why he's making comments like that, so they suspend you outside of reality in your mind so they can control everything that you're doing and seeing. It makes 100% sense to me, because if they could suspend you out of reality and not even have you understand where you are and keep you in that perpetual mindset, that is how they could control you forever.
These people are demons, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Drew Hernandez. Stay with us. taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level, and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Studios. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're once again back into this whole false reality. Not just the Hollywood brainwashing, not just the drugging of the kids, but the literal digital hood over our head to complete the journey into enslavement. And I'm going to tie this to some other news articles and we're going to shift gears. But please remember, listeners, we don't get put as the end cap at all the bookstores. We don't get promoted by President Obama and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates like Harari does. We don't get the billionaire funding. We're funded by you, We try to bring you amazing, high-quality products so you have a great experience and come back and buy again. And InfoWars, again, is in the red, on the edge of black. We have made it through the big trials, all the big battles. We're going to continue on. We're appealing these rulings. We're going to stay on the air for years. They can't shut us down unless you don't fund the operation. And we're just a little bit in the red. We have great products you already need. The Great Reset and the War for the World came out 6 months ago. It was off and on the number one selling book in the world. And the way it works with publishing is I got a small payment up front, and then I've still not been paid. 6 months has gone by. I was supposed to get paid for the million-plus books that got sold. And I intend to take that money and put it into the operation to keep this show on the air. That money is supposed to get here in the next month. That's great. But there's a way you can support InfoWars right away. Not the books sold in stores, not the books sold at Amazon, but InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get signed and unsigned books. You can get the book for 20-something bucks, hardcover, The Great Reset, War for the World, Their Own Words, Harari, What They Plan for You and Your Family, How to Stop Them. Steve Bannon said the most important book written in our generation. I didn't ask him to say that. He read it and was blown away. This book is so important to give to friends and family to wake them up as well. So get an unsigned copy or get a signed copy for $99 at InfoWarsStore.com as a fundraiser. We have 1,500 books left that I am going to sign. I just signed a couple hundred this morning. And when those 1,500 are gone, no more signed copies from InfoWars. That will be it for signed copies. There's another 1,800 books that are unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. And I hope you'll get those as well. But it's the signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com that are the fundraiser. You get a signed copy and you know you kept us on air. That will raise over $100,000 if we sell those. And that will get us through much of the underage we've got for this month. So it's simple things like that. Part of this is a catch-22. We have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, something like 8 million people watch Bandop videos every day. But then we get a bill of hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. We're building our own system. We're successful, but we're only backed by you, the listeners and viewers, so we have a lot of expenses. I don't want to have to cut back the hundreds and hundreds of band hosts and investigative journalists and others and scientists and others that are on Bandop Video, like Drew Hernandez and many others. I need to keep that site going. It's an important service to save lives and expose the New World Order with all this censorship that's going on. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get a signed or unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's your last chance to get signed copies. When those 1,500 are gone, they are gone. And finally, last day to get DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that helps your telomeres last longer, cleans out your cells, next level immune system. It's just incredible what it does for your mind, everything else. It's 50% off. So is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. They're almost sold out. It'll be months till more comes in. So it's going to go back to regular price for the next few weeks so we get the money in. But today is the last day for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Separately, Real Red Pill Plus. It's so good for your youth and your stamina and your energy. Things in it like preglinone. It's 50% off, back in stock. Get that at InfoWarsStore.com and our great, super strong, natural sleep aid down and out with a big, clean dose, high dose of melatonin, valerian root, and so much more. It's been sold out for 5 months. It's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Back to Drew Hernandez of DrewHLive.com, incredible reporter, syndicated talk show host in his own right. It was great being on with him a few weeks ago, and he and Charlie Kirk co-hosting together. You wanted to get back into Harari and this attack on humanity, this attempt to colonize our mind and our very soul.
Yeah, 100%. I think what I want people to like really think about is, again, you take a look at it, in my view, this is like a very interesting digital form of possession of a human being, right? And they want your conscience, they want your soul, they want your mind. Because if they have that, that taps into your free will and they could control you, that's what they need to neuter out of humanity. It's very clear that that's what they need. That's an essential, that's a necessity for these people in order to get exactly what they want. I mean, put this in the political sphere, right? I mean, look at what's being fed by Democrats. All right? You got puppet Joe Biden that's been installed as the president of the United States. You have people like puppet Senator John Fetterneck, Hey, now you got puppet Governor Katie Hobbs down in Arizona as well. These people don't have minds. These people don't think. They don't do anything out of their own will. These people are told what to do. They're commanded how to govern. We could even say that. But it's an agenda that these people download from the top down, and all they do is perform and do as that they're told. The problem with that, even with that, is that you take a look at puppet Biden, he makes mistakes. He makes tons of mistakes that cause people to wake up. They can't have that. You take a look at John Fetternick, they won't have him talk to anybody, not even give an interview. Why? Because people will see through that this guy is literally just a mindless puppet and doesn't know anything. Same thing with so-called Governor Katie Hobbs down in Arizona. The reason why we're seeing this trend start to rise with these so-called politicians and elected leaders that are being installed of just these mindless puppets is because that is what they need. That is what they want. They need people that can 100% be controllable, that will question nothing, that will show no opposition, and not even have the potential of providing any opposition or waking up and getting red-pilled someday and coming to the realization that there's a new world order. There's a global elite out there. The deep state
is
out there.
What you say is so key. I remember reading Bloomberg articles a decade ago and others saying Davos elites want puppet presidents and leaders and saying they just want drones and they want to discredit elected governments. So they're purposely putting zombies like Biden and Fetterman in. They admit what you're saying.
There it is. And the technology has caught up. The technology has cut up now because now they have the ability. This is why they're talking about this. Imagine if they had someone like Biden, just mindless, AI controlled, can take certain downloads, no mistakes, don't need to give the guy cue cards. Imagine if they could have, you think that these global satanic homicidal maniacs, if they had that kind of technology, wouldn't use it against the American people? Look what they're doing with mRNA. Look what they're doing with big tech. Look what they're doing with all the technology we have today. As humans, we have to be very careful. I'm not saying technology is evil. I'm not a Gnosticism, you know, pusher.
Wait a minute. I'm going to interrupt. Go back to Gnosticism, but the Gnostics. But hold on. Remember a decade ago, the CIA admitted they created a program where they put in the info and they put a fake name on it, and it writes the same article under 1,000 different names?
Absolutely. Technology can be used for good or for evil, and we're seeing that very clear right now. This goes back to the Garden of Eden, Alex. What was one of the things that the serpent, the devil, used to tempt Eve? You will receive higher knowledge to discern good from evil. You will receive higher wisdom. I will impart to you something you don't know that will make you advanced. Makes sense when you start to see all these tech companies come out. Steve Jobs goes and has an acid trip or is on DMT, sees visions that you should call the company Apple, go down this route. And look where we are today. Like I said, if you want to know, listen, the New World Order thinks, like the Nazis did thousands of years down the line, that's because it's demonic in origin. These demons have been around for centuries, thousands of years. They know how humanity works. They know what humanity wants, and they got an agenda.
Let's just say what they are. The Bible tells us they're fallen, marooned here. We're more advanced than they are, but we don't understand that we're made in the image of God. They're aliens. That's what it is, interdimensional aliens. And by the way, I talked to top globalists. I've talked to off record, and they all know this. They don't even laugh. They go, yeah, of course. It's aliens, folks. Aliens, bad aliens, fallen aliens, not good guys, are literally manipulating our species to build the system they want. Because we're the actual builders. We're the geniuses. We just don't know it.
Absolutely. The fallen angels have been manipulating humanity for thousands of years, and it's continuing today, and it's not going to stop. People need to wake up to that reality, because that is reality.
As in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Propaganda out there. They hope you just give up, kind of roll over and don't pay attention. Then they bring in this anti-human domestication kill grid. And we're aware of it. We've been worrying about it for decades. It's all coming through, like we said, because we're on target. There's all these ideologies, all these distractionary things out there. But you notice more people say, man, it's like it's Alex Jones's world. We're just living in it. No, it's not Alex Jones's world. It's the devil's world. The devil has dominion right now. For a short time, and is making his move against humanity. He will be defeated. But you have to understand, we're telling you what's coming next because the enemy is on record with their plan. And it's horrible to see the plan, but what's more horrible is to not do anything about it. So many people, it's like hearing you gotta lose weight, or you gotta clean out the garage, or you gotta, you know, save money, or you gotta take care of a problem. You don't want to hear it. You procrastinate. Folks, procrastination with this is death. You're designed to fight this. You're designed to overcome this. Drew Hernandez, I want to hit some other news with you on the poison shots and politics and more before you got to leave and go to your own show. But just in closing, because you've also been a youth minister and pastor in your, you know, in your previous incarnation. That's why you're so dialed into the Holy Spirit and discernment, because that really is our knowledge. It's not that I'm smart or you're smart. We're actually just resonating and connected. And I can't tell people how many times I'll just know something and then go research it, and they're actually saying it and doing it. So we do have the advanced technology of the Holy Spirit. Can you speak to that?
Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, if God be for us, who could be against us? Okay, so all of this that's happening is happening. God is overseeing and watching what is happening. He has his timeline and is allowing certain things to happen for certain reasons. Now, where I kind of separate with other, you know, so-called Christians or pastors is a lot of evangelicals will kind of say, well, you know, God said this was going to happen and we're in the last days, so we might as well just pack it up and just look to the sky and Jesus is going to come and save us. Well, no man knows the day or the hour, okay? This is kind of where I separate from that, and I say, well, we don't know if that's going to happen for another 10 minutes, 10 years. Who knows? We don't know. Nobody knows. What I do know is that the Bible also commands that we must expose darkness, that we must oppose evil, and that we must stand with God, especially in the face of tyranny. That's when those things come to fruition. So right now, as a Christian, and I kind of find myself by myself a lot of these times, and some like Christian circles like disagree with me, which I don't care at this point. Because if anyone should be effective right now, not only exposing this, but taking this kind of stuff head on, and really having the power of God alongside of you to combat it, it should be a born-again Christian right now where we are in the future.
Well, that's right. People are hiding in churches. They don't want to talk about these topics because they're scary. But that's not going to make it go away. This is a test. God said, this is a test. And at the white throne judgment, if you don't stand up against this evil, God's going to say, I don't know you.
And 100%. And he also says cowards are going to hell. That's in the Bible, man. I mean, so a lot of people are just... They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to expose because it will come with consequences. It'll come with persecution. It'll come with cancellation. You could possibly lose everything you possibly have. But if we're standing with God, nothing else should matter. Because at the end of the day, if God has called us and God has pushed us in this position and God is calling us to come out and speak out against some serious evil in our generation right now, this is our generation. This is taking place right before our very eyes. We are, I guess I'll speak for myself. I am convicted every single day to wake up and seriously expose and do everything in my power.
Like Ezekiel said, they said, they're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And he said, I can't stop. It's burning in my bones.
Absolutely. They want you to do nothing and to say nothing. Okay. The global elites, they're not atheists. They're not. They know God is real. They know that Satan exists. They know that these powers are at work. They know what's going to happen. The Bible talks about this in Psalms chapter 2, that the nations laugh. They mock at God and God looks down upon them like they all know what's going on,
and,
Alex.
And let me raise this. Exactly as John the Revelator said 2,000 years ago in the Isle of Patmos, world government, total control, cannot buy or sell without this digital mark, and then everything that comes with it, it'll turn women against men against women, children against parents. Everything is perfectly described. How can you people not know this is an emergency transmission? This is a warning. God gives us free will, but God also gave us an owner's manual or a cheat sheet here.
And I'll also say this, okay? I'm not going to name any names. But we do have so-called Christians, okay, self-proclaimed Christians in the world of politics, policymakers, deciders in D.C. that even claim to be America first. What I want to know is why are none of you calling out this global threat? Okay, why are none of these people openly and aggressively opposing people like Klaus Schwab, people and groups like the World Economic Forum? Why are these people not coming out and taking these people down just as much as the CCP? Okay, those are huge threats right now here in the States.
Because these people want to see us fall from
within. I agree. The CCP and the World Economic Forum are the two-headed dragon.
They're huge. This is the two-headed dragon. This is the threat that we're all facing right now. And what I want to see in terms of lawmakers and people that claim to love this country is, okay, the next step is, what are we doing about Klaus Schwab? What are we doing about the World Economic Forum? What are we doing about Dr. Fauci? What are we doing about the World Health Organization? What are we doing about these so-called unelected, okay, organizations that are determining policy for Americans?
Yeah, they brag they're doing it. So what do you make of the whole McCarthy saga? Where do you see that going?
I don't think anything's going to change. I don't think anything is going to change. It's going to be business as usual. There's a reason why they want rhinos installed, and the reason why they want rhinos installed is so that things could continue going the way that they want to go. And anyone that does not see that by now, listen, Alex, you and I both know this. The Uniparty is fully functional and operational right now. And the global elites and the World Economic Forum, George Soros and Klaus Schwab, they have their tentacles wrapped around all these so-called Republicans and Democrats on both
sides.
No,
I agree. So why do you think Trump endorsed McCarthy?
I think Trump has been advised to maybe get more moderate. And I think he's even talked about that. I think we've seen that. And I think what that's done to him personally is it's made him look rather weak. Let me speak for myself. I want to see the old Trump. Like when I listen to his speeches, when I watch him talk, I'm like, where is the old Trump? Where is the 2016 Trump? That base Trump that was speaking out against globalism, literally outspokenly talking about going after the deep state. Where is that aggressive Trump that I saw in 2016? I don't know if other people agree with me on this, but what I've been watching, listen, I love what he's done. I'm very thankful for what he's done. And in many ways, he's changed my life with what he's done. But I think moving forward, we need that old aggressive Trump, not some moderate Trump, and more, Alex, because we've crossed the threshold.
I totally agree. Trump, let me talk to you about this. I think it's fair to say, and disagree if you do, man, we've broken the back on their poison shots, their whole masks, their whole lockdowns. But now we got to go forward with hearings and prosecution of Fauci. But now we learn former FDA chief worked with Twitter to suppress COVID-19 vax tweets. We have Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb was a major influence on lockdown Twitter files reveal. I mean, this is them suppressing the public, consumers, blocking therapeutics. I mean, we have them. They have been exposed.
100%. And more people need to wake up to that reality. This is why they're trying to censor everything. This is why they want to shadow ban everybody. This is why they want to take down InfoWars.
And it proves it wasn't just big tech doing it. What we knew, it was government and intelligence agencies and corporations pushing a poison product and suppressing us day one, knowing what they were doing. But they jumped the shark. They look scared now.
Yes, it is real corporate global fascism. This is the global elite agenda. And what they're doing through organizations like the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, FBI, CIA, they're all together. Okay, they're all one big group. They're all together, and they're led and energized by Satan to push this agenda alone. Humanity needs to wake up. This is why they want to censor the information, shadow ban and deboost everyone that's speaking out against this stuff. Why? Because they don't want to look bad? No, they censor it because it's true. Because it's all true. Everything about everything we're saying is true. Otherwise, why would they censor it? Because it's misinformation.
But it's all been proven true. So how do they strike back now that they've been so exposed?
I think they will continue because there still are a lot of people in this country, Alex, that are willing to bow the knee. There are people that are literally right now. You guys can find this story later and maybe cover it. There's organizations still calling for more COVID lockdowns. Right now in 2023.
I saw that. Let's do a few more minutes with you and you got to go. Then I'll open the phones up. Four callers. Hour number three. So much more coming up. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.